Over the past few weeks, journalists have walked out of more than 24 newsrooms. They're on picket lines, protesting layoffs and budget cuts at longtime papers as well as digital startups. NPR's David Folkenflik has the story of a newsroom union leader who sees examples for success in other industries, from actors to automakers.
These days, most people scroll through social media on their phones instead of subscribing to local outlets. So pick a newsroom at random around the country, and more likely than not, there's been layoffs. The Messenger shut down. That's more than 300 journalists. It's happened at the Washington Post, the not-for-profit Texas Tribune. The Wall Street Journal just fired 30 reporters and editors in its Washington bureau.
Journalists are standing up and saying, enough is enough. We can't take these cuts anymore. We've got to fight back.
John Schloss, spelled like Seuss, rhymes with rejoice. Anyway, John Schloss is the international president of the News Guild CWA, the largest union representing U.S. journalists. He got his start at the Los Angeles Times, which has faced one crisis after another. It was anti-union for the longest time, and so was Schloss.
I grew up in rural Arkansas, and I did not grow up in a union family. I didn't really grow up in a culture that even, you know, talked about unions. They just didn't even exist.
6 years ago, when its journalists voted to unionize, the LA Times was owned by Tribune Media.
At the Los Angeles Times, we were facing a crisis moment where we had management constantly changing, very little job security.
Reporters decided they needed to negotiate collectively. Tribune wanted no part of the union there and sold the LA Times to a local billionaire, Patrick Soon-Shiong, who invested heavily. What happened in LA inspired a wave of union activism among journalists. Schloss rode that wave to win election to lead the News Guild. More than 100 newsrooms have voted to join the Guild in the past 6 years.
When we were organizing at the LA Times and building the union, we never thought we would go on strike.
Schloss says he's been radicalized a second time. Confrontation, he says, was necessary.
And now it's completely changed. We realize that withholding our labor is essential to making sure that the boss knows that we have a seat at the table, that we have a voice, and we have a lot of collective power.
Here's what that sounded like last week in Chicago.
In the nearly 200 years of the Chicago Tribune, this is the first time that we have ever gone on strike.
Gregory Royal Pratt is an investigative reporter for the Chicago Tribune, owned by a private investment fund called Alden Global Capital. About 150 people turned out, as they have at the New York Daily News, the San Antonio Record, Vanity Fair, Business Insider, and elsewhere.
Well, it brings people to the bargaining table. Other companies that have had walkouts, from the Washington Post on down, you've seen companies come back and negotiate in better faith and understand that this isn't something that they want. They don't want the disruptions.
There's a question about whether what's worked in more vibrant industries, from cars to shipping, can work for the news business, which is ailing badly. In Pittsburgh, journalists at the Post-Gazette went on strike more than 15 months ago against an intransigent owner. They're still off the job, with basically nothing to show for it. Alex Colvin is the dean of the School of Industrial and Labor Relations at Cornell University. Colvin says unions cannot stop the laws of physics. When cuts are on the way, they'll probably happen.
The question is, what's going to be the impact on the workers? Is there going to be any measures to soften the impact on them, to do right by people who've worked for a business for a long time? It is possible to have impacts by negotiations, reaching a deal.
As the News Guild's John Schloss sees it, his members are standing up for their jobs and for journalism.
They're desperate to do this work, to tell the stories that folks in our communities want to hear. When you have corporations, hedge funds, but billionaires, and then really bad management, they're looking around being like, what's going to happen? Like, who's going to be here? No one is going to be here unless we stand up and fight.
As for those newspaper proprietors, a range of reactions. The Washington Post tells NPR that it respects the union's efforts to reach contracts acceptable to both sides, as they did in December. Alden Global Capital says it hopes the union understands the need to get more money from digital media giants like Google. And the LA Times' owner has said the union's refusal to waive seniority protections made him cut more jobs than he would have had to do otherwise. David Folkenflik, NPR News.